Good afternoon. In July 2016, two young men died from drug overdose death within 2 weeks of each other. The young men were friends and known heroin users, and field investigation found drug paraphernalia and white powder present at the scene of both overdoses. Toxicology and test results were discordant with a positive fentanyl urine screen, but blood confirmatory testing was negative. White powder found at both scenes was tested by the DEA and confirmed to be furanyl fentanyl, an analog. Based on these results, New Mexico Department of Health, NMDOH, hypothesized that synthetic opioid overdose deaths had been underreported. We performed a retrospective investigation of all overdose deaths in New Mexico from January 1, 2015 to December 31, 2016. Our objectives were to identify all overdose deaths for the presence of fentanyl, for those with confirmed fentanyl to classify overdose deaths according to pharmaceutically versus illicitly manufactured fentanyl, and to determine demographic and behavioral characteristics of fentanyl overdose decedents. Data on fentanyl overdose deaths were collected from the Office of the Medical Investigator, and prescription drug monitoring program data were used to link cases to any opioids dispensed within a year of overdose death. Fentanyl overdose deaths were classified using toxicology reports and scene evidence as illicitly manufactured, which was a confirmed lab-confirmed fentanyl analog, pharmaceutical fentanyl as a lab-confirmed fentanyl without an analog, and mention of patches, prescriptions, lollipops, or other pharmaceutically obtained fentanyl, and unknown, which was a lab-confirmed fentanyl, not an analog, and no mention of the above. So in 2015 and 16, there were 943 drug overdose deaths in New Mexico. 46 of those, or about 5%, involved fentanyl. 20 occurred in 2015, and 26 occurred in 2016. Of the 46 fentanyl overdose deaths, 13 we classified as illicitly manufactured, 20 were pharmaceutical, and 13 were unknown fentanyl. This graph presents all fentanyl overdose deaths by the fentanyl classification. As you can see, New Mexico did not experience a substantial increase in fentanyl overdose deaths. However, we did see a shift from pharmaceutical fentanyl to IMF, or illicitly manufactured overdose deaths. We looked at the gender distribution by fentanyl classification. Men accounted for the majority of illicitly manufactured and unknown fentanyl overdose decedents, while females accounted for a greater percentage of pharmaceutical fentanyl decedents. The median age of IMF decedents was younger than pharmaceutical or unknown fentanyl decedents, with a median age of 23 versus 43 and 42 years. The fentanyl overdose death rate was higher among whites than Hispanics, and while we present the rates for other racial ethnic groups, there were fewer than 10 in these groups, so the rates are unstable. This graph presents the percent of fentanyl overdose decedents with additional drugs or alcohol present at the time of death. Over three-quarters of decedents had other substances present. Other substances found are presented here. Benzodiazepines were involved in almost half of all fentanyl overdose deaths. And unlike other states experiencing a fentanyl epidemic, less than 10% of fentanyl overdose decedents also had heroin. 74% of overdose decedents had a prescription for an opioid in the year prior to death. And further, a quarter of overdose decedents had a prescription for fentanyl in the month prior to their death. Finally, we looked at the number of opioid prescriptions in the 3 months prior to overdose death by classification. As shown, 54% of unknown fentanyl, 75% of pharmaceutical fentanyl, and 23% of illicitly manufactured fentanyl decedents had an opioid prescription in the 3 months prior to their death, with the median number of prescriptions per decedent shown on the graph. In conclusion, New Mexico did not see a substantial increase in fentanyl-related overdose deaths. More overdose deaths involved IMF in 2016 compared to pharmaceutical in 2015. And illicitly manufactured overdose decedents were younger, white, and male. 85% of deaths involved other substances, and there were few opioid prescriptions in the 3 months prior to death. This analysis has led to several recommendations. The Department of Health should remain vigilant for increases in fentanyl overdose death through continued surveillance. NMDOH should work with local law enforcement to collect and test drugs found at the scene of overdose deaths. And interventions targeted towards overdoses should include increased access to and administration of naloxone. Thank you.